abandoned throne room deep inside the monastery. The noise of the explosions made Anakin start, even in these buried vaults. He had no hard data, but he felt death, pain, and fear rip through the fabric of the Force, and that only could come from living beings snuffed out of existence, not droids. "I'm sorry, Rex. I'm so sorry." "The droids have broken through," he said. "R2, get a move on. We still have an objective to achieve. Ahsoka, are you ready to evacuate?" She snatched up the backpack and struggled into the straps. Rata seemed to wake, blinking, and gurgled. "Hey, you back with us, Stinky?" Ahsoka craned her neck to look around at him. "Little nap do you good?" "Just don't die on us," Anakin said. He'd probably lost an entire company just to save this slug. He wondered if the Outer Rim routes were really that critical, and if a little more strategic thought could have circumvented the supply chain problem. It was all too late now. "The sooner we can get rid of you, the better." Ahsoka frowned slightly. "I know you probably have good reasons for hating Hutts, just like everyone else. But what can Rata possibly have done? He's a baby. He's only guilty of being a slug. And I'm sure he'll make up for that when he gets older." Anakin wasn't in the mood to debate speciesism. The Hutlet was still alive, but most of his troops weren't. Maybe none of them. The worst thing about the pressure easing for a moment was that all the other ugly thoughts and memories flooded back in. "Look, I do my duty, but I reserve the right to think what I like about whether it's worth the sweat and blood or not."
"If it means we can fight more effectively, doesn't that save lives?"
"If we get chummy with organized crime and turn a blind eye to our allies making a living from slavery, drug running, extortion, and murder, what exactly are we fighting for?" Ahsoka stared at him wide-eyed.
"Is this a test?"
"No, it's just me getting angry." R2-D2 beeped frantically. He was triumphant. He'd found what he was looking for. Anakin's train of thought was broken, mercifully, and he concentrated on the holographic plan that appeared from the astromech droid's projector. It showed a network of passages leading out of the monastery. But even better than that was a landing platform jutting out of the sheer side of the cliff, set a little way from the top and approached from the rear. "That's a great place to land a Lardy," Anakin said. "R2, you're the navigator. Lead us down there and I'll call for extraction."
"You're going home, Stinky," Ahsoka whispered to the Hutt. "Hang in there. You'll be back with your daddy soon."
"Lucky slug," Anakin said sourly. It wasn't the way a general should have behaved, he knew. It was a poor example to set a Padawan. But Anakin was 20, having lived through things most kids his age hadn't, and he'd had few of the carefree times that young men his age took for granted. And Rex and his men had even less. "I've at least got Padme. What am I griping about?" It was too bad. He was the chosen one, a Jedi, and he wasn't the one doing the choosing. He had a destiny, but sometimes it was very hard to take it in his stride without anger, frustration, and a growing list of unanswered questions. "Get going, R2. Next stop, Tatooine."